Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden, the coming King's sculpture prayer garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors. Hi folks, this is Roy Holly again. You know, the Mamacita's restaurants in San Antonio, Kerrville, Fredericksburg, San Marcos, and New Braunfels are friends of the cross and one of our great sponsors. The Griders and I think that they have the best Mexican food in Texas. They have set the bar for the best chicken, beef, and shrimp fajitas in the country. Plus, believe it or not, they have some of the best steaks and seafood you can find anywhere at family-friendly prices. So, if you want a great dining experience, you need to give Mamacita's a try. You'll be going back every week if you do, and you'll probably see the Griners and the Hollies there. To find the Mamacita's near you, please visit their website. That's mamacitas.com. That's mamacitas.com. Also, if you'll tell your waiter that you are a friend of the cross, Mamacita's will give you a very special discount. Really. You can even see some of Max Griner's magnificent bronze sculptures at the Kerrville and San Antonio locations. Max Griner, you're an artist and you have art all over the world. Let's talk again about some of the places that your art is exhibited.
Thank you, Roy. God's used my art to really kind of open up the Christian world to sculpture again. I'm kind of a pioneer, people have said, because, you know, a lot of the body of Christ has kind of taken art out of the church. Now, the Catholic, Roman Catholics were the exception to that. They've always appreciated artwork and architecture in the Catholic Church. But the Protestants, for a while, kind of took out the arts. And God's kind of used me and other artists to bring the visual arts back into the church. And one of the places, you know, I grew up Baptist, and we didn't have hardly any art. We had a cross, but that's pretty well it. But one of the places where my art was is displayed and has been used a lot is the Assembly of God Seminary in Springfield, Missouri. And again, those were folks that I got to meet after Sherry and I experienced the power of the Holy Spirit and prayed for those 1 Corinthians 12 miracle gifts, which we Baptists didn't know existed. And after that, it was okay to talk to the Pentecostals and the Assembly of God folks. And now they have my divine servant, big life size, at the seminary there. And it's down low where people can see the humility of Christ. And it's supposed to inspire the seminary students to go out and serve Christ and serve people. So it's an honor to have my work there with the Assembly of God.
Well, every week we talk about a miracle of the week, Max, and this week is no exception, and you have something really good for us this week. Share that with us.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the Paddlefords, our good friends, Monty and Beverly Paddleford from Landry, Wyoming, that helped us build this garden, and some of the major donors. But as I was thinking about what we were going to say, I thought it might be fun to tell a little miracle that happened related to the Paddlefords. I was up in Wyoming where they cast my bronze sculptures, And I was there working on The Coming King, the big life-size sculpture, 18 feet tall, and that's the one that's going to be coming into the garden next here, hopefully, in the fall of 2015. But while I was sculpting it out of clay, I got this toothache, and I thought, now this is not a good time for a toothache because my dentist is back in Texas, and it's just not a very good thing to have a toothache when you're trying to do artwork and you're in pain. And so I said, okay, God, would you please fix my tooth? And I put my little finger on my tooth and nothing happened. I did it again, prayed and said, God, would you please fix this tooth so I don't have to go to a dentist and I can work, and nothing happened. And I said, okay, God, I'm giving you one more chance. Either you fix this tooth or I'm going to have to find a dentist in Wyoming. So I put my finger on my tooth and I said, Lord, would you please fix the tooth? Nothing happened. I said, okay, God, I'm going to a doctor. And so I went into the foundry.
Good choice.
Yeah, that's right. Well, again, God does use doctors and dentists and stuff. You know, they got to make a living too. He can heal you flat out, but also he kind of does work through medicine. But anyway, so I kind of put on a fleece and I said, God, either you fix this or I got to go get some help. So anyways, I asked the foundry, I said, who do y'all recommend for a dentist? And they mentioned a guy's name. So I get an appointment. I go in there and he looks at me for about 60 seconds with his, you know, equipment there, and he goes, ah, you just got a peanut hole in between the top of your gum and the tooth. And he pulls that out and he says, you're well. And I went, oh. And then he sat down in the chair and he said, tell me about what you're doing and what your work is. And I remember, I've never had a dentist or an attorney or a doctor sit down in the chair and just want to visit, but that's what this dentist did. And so I said, okay, God, this must be a divine appointment. That's why you sent me in here with this tooth. And so I start telling this man about all the miracles and things God's doing, and the glory dust had been forming as I sculpted the Coming King sculpture. It was literally coming out of my hands, and it was coming around and forming on the people that would walk up to the sculpture as I carved it out of clay. Imagine this 18 feet tall, and I'm working up on scaffolding and stuff. And so this doctor is just, eyes are wide open and big, and he's just amazed, and he keeps asking these questions. And I mean, it takes him, you know, we're there for 30 minutes. And finally, I said, well, were you a Christian? And he said, oh yeah. And I got a check in my spirit, that wasn't right. But he said, well, I'm not sure I believe in that. And I said, well, take off your gloves and look under your lights and you'll see the glory of God all over your hands. So he pulled off his rubber gloves. And there he was covered in the Shekinah glory of God. And I've been telling him all about Jesus the whole 30 minutes. Well, anyways, I gave him some of our testimony tapes. Back then they were tapes. And I said, listen to these. This will bless you. This is all about Jesus. And so anyways, I got back to the foundry and they said, hey, how's your tooth? I said, great. It was nothing but a peanut hole. But I had this strange divine appointment with this dentist for 30 minutes. And all he did was ask me about God and Jesus. And they all burst out laughing at Eagle Bronze. And I said, why are y'all laughing? And he says, he's a Mormon, and you just witnessed to a Mormon dentist for 30 minutes about Jesus Christ. And so God used that little tooth.
And you had no knowledge.
He had no knowledge, but God wanted him to hear a clear presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, the Mormon faith, they try to tell you they're Christian, but they're not. They believe that Jesus is the brother of Satan, Lucifer. They believe he's a created being, and they believe that any Mormon, good Mormon, can be God and can have your own planet like Jesus. So it is not the same. And God let me tell that dentist doctor that day about the real Jesus that was doing all these wonderful miracles, and it all did it with a peanut hole cut, you know, between my
Amazing.
Gum and my tooth.
Well, donated TEC with Paddleford's. What about that?
Okay, well, that's the Empty Cross. And the Paddleford's, with our family, Sherry and me, we donated the giant 77-foot, $2 million Empty Cross to the Sculpture Prayer Garden there in Kerrville. And the Paddleford's own the foundry, which is one of the biggest in the world, strong Christians and believers, and they agreed to build this giant cross at just the cost alone. And so how they worked with us to put this cross in the garden.
And they cast your bronzes too, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, actually, God brought us to them back in 1990, and they cast all of my big monumental sculptures, and they've cast a lot of the small ones, and they've really grown into good friends during that time.
Now, Beverly Paddleford is also an artist, and she donated a lot of her art to the garden.
Right,
too.
Right. Mary is, or Beverly has already donated her Mary sculpture that's down at the main entrance, and it's a sculpture of an older Mary clutching the crown of thorns. And then she's going to be donating a sculpture called Hope, and with Jesus holding a little infant baby sitting next to her mother, and then a master teacher and some others. And so they are donating Beverly's work that will go into the garden here in the future.
Well, you traveled 1,227 miles to use Eagle Bronze Foundry. Why was that?
Yeah, that's not real logical. I mean, normally artists and sculptors, they live near the foundry so they can be there all the time, so that it's close, it's easy, it's not expensive. But God told me to go to Eagle Bronze, way up in Wyoming, not easy to get to. And the way that happened was when I was sculpting the life-size Divine Servant sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that I should, in the natural, I should get some bids from foundries, and I didn't know who Eagle was at the time, but I got a bid from my own art foundry right there in Austin, real close to me, and then I went ahead and I got bids from all the big foundries in the United States, and I went ahead and wrote the letter to Eagle Bronze, and this man that was a stranger at the time named Monty Paddleford, he calls up and he said, Mr. Griner, this is Monty Paddleford. I own Eagle Bronze, and God's just told us we're supposed to cast your sculpture at Jesus washing Peter's feet. And I said, okay. And in my spirit, though, the Holy Spirit said, that's right. He's the one. And I said, well, Mr. Paddleford, send in your bid. And so he said, okay, we'll do it. And so I hung up the phone and I said, okay, God, if that was really you and this guy in Wyoming, the furthest away from where I was in Kerrville, if he's the one that's supposed to do that, have him come in with the lowest bid. And so the date came up to where all the bids are supposed to be in. They were all eight were in, and I'd had them in order already on a sheet of paper, and the Paddleford bid, Eagle Bronze, had not come in, and the phone rang, and I answered the phone. He said, this is Monty Paddleford, and can I just read you the bid? I wasn't able to get it in the mail in time, and I said, that'd be fine. And Monty Paddleford read a bid that was exactly $200 less than the lowest bid out of nine bids that came into the United States. And I said, well, congratulations, Mr. Paddleford. You are the lowest bid, and you know, I know you do good work, so you get the job. So I thought that was the end of it. But I went up there, and Sherry and I went up there, and we found out that the Paddlefords were real strong Christians. They love the Lord. They came to Lander to found a church, as a matter of fact. And so we developed a relationship with them personally. But when the bronze was cast, it was ready to go, and I flew up there to finish up the bronze and to check the work, the patina and everything. I'm in the motel room after I've paid the bill for this big bronze, the big first life-size, Divine Servant sculpture that was for, Zondervan publishing, and I'm in my motel room, Roy, and Monty's about to pick me up, and he walks up and he knocks on the motel room, and I answer the door, and he's standing there, and he says, let's go, and I said, God's told me to give you another $1,000, and he said, what? And I said, yeah, he said to give you another $1,000. Now, what Monty didn't know is that for 45 minutes in that room, the Holy Spirit told me to give Monty Paddleford another $1,000. And I said, well, God, he's a grown man. That's a business deal. We've already paid him for the work. And God said, give him another $1,000. He said it in a still small voice. I didn't hear it in my ears. So when I pulled the check out and handed it to Monty and said, God said to give you another $1,000, he started to tear up and cry. And he's a great big man. And I said, he says, you don't understand what this means. I says, you bet I don't understand what this means. I've never paid somebody $1,000 more than I owed him on a bill. And he said, no, you see, that day that I called you up and I read you my bid, as I was about to read the number my foundry people had prepared for me, the Holy Spirit said, take $1,000 off the price. And so I read you a number that was $1,000 less than I was supposed to be, supposed to charge you. And now God, you know, brought us together. And so what literally happened there is God had Monty come in to win the bid so we would get to know him to come up there. And through Monty, now all this garden and everything is coming together.
Well, I remember the rattlesnake story. Share that.
Yeah, well, again, you know, because when you become friends with somebody, you pray for them when you're a Christian, and they pray for us every day, and we pray for them. We've got intercessors. And, you know, the rattlesnake, the deal was that we'd shared on a previous radio show was when they were, Paddleford's here a couple of years ago, were having some problems, and I went out in the dark to pray for them at our prayer patio and stepped on a diamondback rattlesnake in the dark, and God protected me, and it didn't bite me. But the point being is you pray for your friends, and they pray for you.
Good friendships are rare.
Yeah, and you get as many as you can, but they're very rare. And the real friends, they'll pray for you when you're up. They'll pray for you when you're down. And what happened is with this friendship that started with Monty and Beverly Paddleford, it's gone all these years, and now God's having us build these gardens for Jesus all over the country and hopefully the world one day. And it all started with Monty taking $1,000 off the price on that bid, or I'd have never met him. See, I'd have never met him if he hadn't listened to the Holy Spirit.
Any closing comments, Max?
Just folks that God wants to bless you in this life, and there are people in your life around you that can be good friends and that will be good friends, and there are others that just pretend. They're fair-weather friends, we call it in the world. But make as many good friends as you can, and one way to do that is just to ask the Holy Spirit to show me who it is that you want me to be a friend to, and you got to be a good friend so you can be a friend.
If people are listening right now and they'd like to be part of the Cross in Kerrville, either by donating some money, being a volunteer, you need more information, how do they do that?
Yeah, we're building the whole garden without debt and on faith in God, and so it's taken a long time. We're now in the 14th year, and we appreciate all the help we can get. But you can sure, the easiest way to find us is just go to the Internet and the website, and it's thecrossatkerrville.org or thecomingkingfoundation.org. And you can see all the pictures, you can see the Paddlefords, you can see the rattlesnake, and it's all there on the website.
Here's Sherry Greiner and our visitor's comments.
Okay, Roy. The first one is from Joseph S. in San Antonio. He included it from Yelp Travel website. He says, I am not a religious person, but I have to say this park is beautifully done. It is set on top of the hills overseeing the hill country in I-10. The park is pretty big, parking is plenty, and the view is amazing. And you can even write your prayers on the rocks. There are 3 or 4 rock prayers that were answered within 3 weeks of visiting. My elderly friend was healed instantly on this holy hill. This is J.R. Thull from Kingsland, Texas. The next one is from Lueta Rasky from Kerrville, Texas. The presence of the Lord is so powerful that at times it is tangible at the Coming King Sculpture Garden. As I sometimes like to call it, God's Mountain, multiplied thousands have had healing experiences, miracles, comfort, peace, and most importantly, have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. It is not due to any church or affiliation. It is solely God's love and power. No man can take credit for it. There is a standing invitation to any and everyone to visit the garden for free of charge. No matter what your church affiliation or lack thereof, financial status, belief, race, social status, or political views, you are always welcome to come experience his presence. One of my favorite things to do at the garden is to read the prayer rocks. People have begun to write their prayer requests and testimonies of answered prayer on the small pieces of flat rock. One person started it, and many have followed suit. There are so many hurting people in the world, which is apparent when you read their prayers. Some of them will break your heart. Their testimonies of unanswered prayer are so encouraging. The sculpture garden is a beacon of hope to so many people. Lueta Rasky. And this is what I call myself. I think of the verse of Luke 19:40 when it says, I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the rocks will cry out. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for lifting high the cross. We thank God for this, in you, all for carrying it through.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Greiner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Greiners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Greiner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgreinerart.com. That's www.maxgreinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Greiners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Greiner original artwork. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Greiners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Greiner Jr.
Folks, pray with me now. God, I need your help. I need your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will, God. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.